Part 2. In the Bible it says, what profit a man if you gain the world and lose your soul? Is that correct? Is that a correct quotation? Now, why would the Bible be talking about soul? That's a James Brown type thing. But think about it. Why? What does it profit a man if you gain the world and lose your soul? Hip-hop now is the only universal language that can go entirely around the planet. I could go to Brazil, Guatemala, Sweden, where's this brother from? Buddha, up, you know, in the by the Northern Lights, and people recognize hip-hop. But you've lost your soul. Because at the bottom line, we got illegal wars going on in the world. We are not feeding people with hip-hop. We're not putting clothes on those that are naked. We are not uniting as a political force. Hip-hop has lost its moral compass, and hip-hop has lost its validity. Going back into the 70s and the 60s, it was the hippies, the yippies, all them cats smoking weed, and all those people that were, you know, bowing to the god of rock and roll that stopped the Vietnam War. I haven't even seen a rally around hip-hop on stopping war. And in case you guys think that war is something abstract, let me tell you some numbers. In the United States of America, they are spending, now, I don't know too much about money. Anything more than a million of anything. I don't even know what a million of, none of you have ever seen a million of anything. In the United States, they're spending $10.5 billion a month to perpetrate an illegal racist war against Islam, and I don't care how you slice it, dice it, cook it, or fry it, it's an illegal war and it's against Islam, and it's in Islamic countries and it's going against them. I don't believe in Osama bin Laden either, because he's a creation of the CIA and Al-Qaeda. So, you know, don't say, oh, he's siding with the terrorists. I just got a very keen memory, and I studied history, and I know that Chief Joseph, Chief Sitting Bull, and all the other great chiefs were castigated and vilified and made to look like demons. And all the same stuff they're saying against Islam, they're saying, they said against the native people, the indigenous people, and took their land, took their culture, took their tried to take their God, and then they turn around and they're trying to do the same thing to you now with Islam. And if Islam was only a year or two or 5 or 10 years old, I would say, okay, but you gotta watch real careful in how they're trying to program you to hate a certain amount of people because they wear their thing, or their women behave a certain way. And, you know, last night I was down on the block and girls were passing by me, and I was seeing, you know, I could see their birthmarks on their behinds, you know. So they're trying to portray Islam as somehow insane because the women got everything covered up, and you gotta be married to her to see her birthmarks, you know. There's a little bit of craziness there. So you really need to be careful of that. $10.5 billion a month. At the same time they're spending $10.5 billion a month on two illegal wars, in my home state of New Jersey, they laid off 22,000 teachers. They're laying off firemen. They're laying off police. They're laying off emergency services people. How in God's name can you have $10.5 billion a month and yet you don't have enough money to keep a daycare center open? Let me tell you something really filthy. In Jersey City, where I live, they had a bunch of ex-convicts. I think it's about 25 ex-convicts that couldn't get jobs. So they gave them a job paying minimum wage, cleaning the streets of Jersey City. And those guys have been there for 4.5 years. And the streets in Jersey City, in the business area, are so clean, you know, it's ridiculous. Just last, the day I was coming up here, I picked up a newspaper and found out they had to end that program because they didn't have money. So what do these 25 ex-convicts do that can't find jobs? Do the math. So I ask you, what is hip-hop doing? What has hip-hop done? What can hip-hop be proud of other than some award shows, you know? And another thing, talking about common sense deficiency syndrome, I'm gonna ask the women here, how many of you are attracted physically to a man who's walking around with his butt cheeks out? Is anyone turned on? Come on. No, none of you women are turned on by that? Where I live, you know, they have their pants down to here, and they got their butt cheeks out, and I'm like, that means that those people are beyond redemption. When you show me, no, serious, That's the most serious thing that I'm saying today about that young boy with his butt cheeks out. Think about me now for a second, what I'm going to tell you. This is mathematics. If I want to control young people, I test and I go deeper and deeper and deeper. And at the point that I can get you to walk around, not you, your brother, walk around with his buttocks showing, his butt crease sticking out, his entire buttocks sticking out, then that means that I have won. And when I can get thousands and tens of thousands of young black men to show me their behinds, that means I have won. And that means that CSDS is a disease that is virtually beyond our scientific and medical thing. And that's just one facet of CSDS. And I could give you many, many more. Every time I see a boy with his butt sticking out, I understand there's no man in that family to give him guidance. And that the women that raised me are no longer here that would go upside his head and say, boy, pull up your pants. I'm going to put my foot in your behind, or worse. That's CSDS, Common Sense Deficiency Syndrome, brought on by a love for hip-hop. No, I love hip-hop, so I'm going to show you my butt. Wait, whoa. I'm trying to understand mathematics, and I'm trying to understand God, and I'm trying to understand young people, and I'm trying to understand this phenomenon that has taken a young black man who has a history that's so rich on this planet that it's unique, that wants me to look at his butt. And give you the genesis of where that came from very quickly. It came from prison. When you walk around with your butt out, it means I'm available. Come get this booty. That's what it means. And the reason they don't have shoelaces is because they were using the shoelaces to hang themselves. And the reason they cuff up one leg is it's a gang symbol. And that's another thing that I don't have time to get into, is the proliferation of gangs both in Canada and all throughout South America, through Mexico and through the United States. And hip-hop is not addressing that, but 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was with the Nation of Islam, Khalid Muhammad, and other brothers working to help bring together these brothers, the Bloods and Crips, and tell them, you and you are brothers and sisters. You got to love each other because you have a common history, you have a common enemy, and you have a common escape from this madness if you so choose. And nobody's doing that. And when a man stands up and tells them that and can prove it and is willing to risk his life to go into those gang areas, then you're going to see change. But as long as we're suffering from CSDS and we're worried about the brand new sneakers and the brand new t-shirt and the brand new let me see your booty, and you women are allowing them to do it, because as Brother Buddha said in the 70s, if you didn't dance, you was going to get no girls. So damn it, you had to see all them cats that were standing in the corner looking hard, they started spinning on their heads because they did not want to be the only cat out there without a girlfriend and sleeping by themselves. I'm going to be real. And that's where hip-hop has been co-opted. Our young people's minds have been colonized. How many of you know what the word colonized means? That's where they go in there, take your land, take your culture, take your religion, take your God, and kick you in the ass and tell you to bow. And then you go through to Jamaica and you see, you go in a black woman's home and she got a big picture of Queen Elizabeth on the wall and the Pope. That's mental colonization. And that's CSDS on a different level. That's colonization. I'm telling you right now, hip hop has been colonized, and it went from a voice of the voiceless to a voice and a tool of the oppressor. And unless you take hip hop back, and unless you use that power the same way that these corporations and these devils are using that power to take your children, you don't want to know what's going to happen a decade from now. The reason Katrina happened and you had black people swimming in the ocean like dogs and sitting on the side of the road baking dead for 3 days, and FEMA was allowed to get away with it because for 10 years prior, you had all them southern rappers, yeah. For 10 years they had that. Lil Wayne, the Hot Boys, and back and forth, and E Diddle and E Piddle, or you know, every week they had another Negro. Okay, so when you know the women with everything sticking out, and the guy, you know, 10 years. Katrina came. So everybody said very simply, how come they're not even human? Look at the videos. Who cares? Hip-hop has been co-opted, and it is costing us lives. And I didn't even touch on the military-industrial complex, where the prisons are full of kids who are watching videos and seeing Drake or Fake or Bake or whoever, Shake and Bake or whoever, whichever the jive-ass rapper the moment is, sitting in a car with 10 girls, all of them looking good. He's draped down in gold and chains, and he's just dripping. He got the Yankee hat or whatever, the LA hat. You know, he got the baseball cap. He got his pants sagging. He's official. And here's a kid, he's struggling to get a job at McDonald's. He don't have $3 in his pocket, but he's watching that. And he said, damn, that kid looks just like me. I want to be like that. So he goes out and he realizes there's no way you can be like that. Because even those kids at the end of the day, at the end of the video, they come with a bag and they take back all that rented jewelry. They take back the MTV crib, which is rented. They take back everything, including the hoochies, which are ready for the next video. Okay, all them pole climbers. I began this by saying, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I also began by saying that Mos Def said, hip-hop will simply amaze you, do whatever you say do, but black, it can't save you. You need to think, and you need to put that media in check. And every time you see a negative image of somebody, you need to address it. Send 500 letters to that TV station. Send 1,000 letters to that newspaper. And tell the kids around you. Talk to them. They're not strangers. They're not Martians. They're not from another universe. Talk to them. Teach them a little bit about history. And teach them about survival skills. And I don't want to scare any of you because I made a prediction in May of 2001, right before September 11th, at the United Nations. And if you can, get online, see if you can find it. But I said about what was coming. Now, I don't even want to tell you what's coming here. But when we lose our youth and we have our people divided against the elders and no longer listening to them because they ain't hip, because they ain't got Blackberries and they ain't got internet and they ain't got Twitter and Ditter and Clitter and all that other stuff, clutter, they don't have that, so they ain't cool, so you put them on the side. And the kids definitely don't want to hear what you got to say because if you're over 20, you're old. So we created and fed into the worst crime of all, which is divide and conquer. You have to wake up. You have to understand the conditions. You have to unify and address the conditions, and you can change the conditions. But if you continue to labor under delusions and you continue to allow other people to think for you, and if you continue to allow the disease of CSDS, common sense deficiency syndrome, to eat at you, and you see these boys with their, you know, and you don't address it, or you see the girls with everything sticking out except, you know, their birth certificate, and you don't address it, these are your daughters, these are your sisters, these are your future mothers, these are your aunts, and these are the women that have continually throughout the generations have saved mankind. And unless we start bringing the men to be men, the women to be women, and start reuniting the generations and start using hip-hop as a tool of liberation instead of a rule of oppression and brainwashing, and unless you take all this insanity and acknowledge it, address it, and change it, just think about, this is 2010, I don't want to tell you, they already have concentration camps throughout the United States. So by 2010, thank you.